1, 2, 3.
Let's go. Just gone 6 a.m. in the world's most TikTok city. Chris Fade.
Chris Fade.
Pretty Malik.
Pretty Malik.
Big Rossi.
Big Rossi.
Turn up the
yeah, man.
Hey, it's Camila Cabello.
What up?
This is Ed Sheeran on the Chris Fade Show.
Hey, Dubai, it's Rita Ora.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Where the stars live.
Don't stop, get it.
The Chris Fade Show.
Mics are on.
Virgin Radio.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Guys.
Say it.
It's a Friday morning. It's always just that little bit easier on a Friday morning, right?
So much easier. When I woke up this morning, I was like, yeah, let's go.
You know what's interesting? I just heard that it said in from Dubai, Media City, the most TikTok city in the world. I thought to myself, yeah, that ain't true.
It's true.
So I've Googled it, and yep, it's true. The TikTok Travel Index for 2022, top five. Paris, 33 billion views. Turkey, Istanbul, 34 billion views. London, 36 billion views. New York City, 59 billion views.
Yeah.
Dubai, 81 billion views. Nearly, 30% from New York, man. That's crazy. Look at us.
Yeah.
We're busy little bees, aren't we?
Everyone wants to know what's happening in Dubai.
It's a mix of like us that live here that do the TikTok, but I think it's also the tourists that come into it as well. So you got a mix of both.
It's such a place, like, you know, there are some iconic places around the world. Like, for example, the Opera House in Sydney.
Yeah.
Empire State Building in New York City.
Yeah,
wherever
sure.
Wherever it is.
Big Ben.
Literally everything is iconic.
Yeah,
here,
I know.
So.
You drive past those. Look at the tallest building in the world. Yeah, oh, look at that. It's got the Museum of the Future. Oh, yeah. Burj Al Arab. Pretty unbelievable. Hey, morning. We're back. Another big one today as well. Your F1 tickets, we will give them away today. We've been putting you in the running all this week.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we will give you one more chance, but then we're going to give it away.
Yes.
All right, we're going to give those F1 tickets away. This is going to be absolutely huge, all right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss this, so get on it. We've got your pop quiz back.
At 7:10,
At 7:10 this morning as well. So there's a lot going on. Got gossip as well. Pretty, what have you got?
Can't use the letter O anymore.
Can't use the letter O.
I'll explain. Who's a famous person that uses the letter O?
Lamar Odom? No.
Is that the first person that comes to your head when I say
Oprah?
O?
Oprah.
Yeah, something's going on there.
She can't tell us that we can't use the letter O anymore.
I'll tell you what happened.
All right, we'll find out. I like you got your Friends t-shirt.
That
looks like a classic Friends t-shirt. Like, that actually looks like a vintage one.
It's definitely not, though. I think it's like Bershka or something.
Oh, okay. It looks like it's like from 1993 itself.
It's also been washed about 50 million times.
All right, you can tell that, though. All right, listen. First caller of the morning, where are you? We want to talk to you right now, okay? 04871 at 5544. How are you feeling? What are you doing? Are you on the way to work? Are you on the way to the gym? Another thing I thought we could talk about as well early on right now is tips on how to get up in the morning. Because if you're listening to this, you're an early riser like us.
Yeah.
But it ain't always easy.
No.
All right? It ain't always easy. So, want to know right now, little tips that make it easy for you to get up. All right? Because maybe we can share it. Do a little bit of a focus group. All right? A little bit of a group little chat here.
A focus group.
All right? Give me a call right now. Find out what you're up to. But at the same time, tell me how you get up.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
Get it.
It's our first caller's right now. Is it Tyrone?
It is Tyrone. How are you doing, Chris?
What up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. On my way to training.
Oh, nice.
What type of training?
I'm doing waterman training. You know what that is?
Waterman training. Let me guess.
I don't know why, but the first thing that comes to my mind is like a firefighter.
If you guess, you get a free ticket to the F1.
What?
Okay, hold on.
Waterman training.
Can we get like a clue?
And if you don't guess, I get a free ticket to F1.
Oh no, I'm not playing that game. I can't do that. I can put you in the running though. I'll do that. So it's okay. So hold on. It's early. It's early morning training. So I'm trying to think. I'm guessing
Waterman.
You're going to be in the ocean at some stage. I believe it aims to broaden the participants' ocean's awareness and safety. It combines principles of free diving, life saving, sailing, ocean swimming, surfing, spear fishing, and so much more.
Wow, Chris.
I just Googled.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's honestly. I do think it's free diving though. Is it free diving like where you hold your breath and go under?
You hold your breath, you go on there, but not only, you carry a 16 kg kettlebell and you run with it.
Oh my gosh, I've seen you guys on Instagram.
Wow, why? Can I ask why? Mm. Why?
This is the best place to be at 6 o'clock in the morning.
So how deep do you go?
Oh, you don't go deep, just enough to be immersed completely. So maybe three meters tops.
Okay, so you go to the ocean, you grab the kettlebell, you jump in, and obviously it makes you sink to the bottom. You're there, and then you sort of run across the water or the sand. Is that what you're doing?
That's right. That's right. Until you're out of breath, you come back up, get a breath, and go back in.
So when you come back up, do you drop the kettlebell on the ground and go back up? Then come back down with the kettlebell.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So what's the kettlebell weight? I'm interested.
16 kg.
16 kg. How do you bring it back up?
Wow.
You can carry that back up?
Yeah, you can. No problem.
Wow. How long you been doing this for?
Oh, a little while, but I'm a free diver.
You're a free diver.
I've been diving. I'm a free diver. Ever since I was 8, I've been free diving.
So how deep can you go? What's the deepest you've ever gone with just free diving? If you don't know, means that they've got no oxygen tanks or anything like that. Literally holding breaths and going down. What's the deepest you've gone?
30.
You've gone 30
what?
Meters. Wow. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
I've done like 11, and then I didn't panic, but I knew that I needed to come back up. And so I was like, I'm out. And I came back up real quick, you know.
Wow.
So at 30 meters. Okay, so I guess when you're scuba diving and you go down 30 meters, you have to come up slowly, right? Because you got the oxygen tank. But I'm guessing when you're free diving, you can just go down and come up as you like. Is that right?
Absolutely, because your lungs get compressed. Yeah, absolutely. You're not breathing compressed air. So you're taking the same volume down that you're taking it up. The volume is just compressed at 30.
Okay, last question because I'm interested. In the pool, whenever I'm in a swimming pool, I always do underwater races with the girls, right, with my daughters. And I say, how many laps can you do underwater? I do a pretty good job, right? But what's the tip? I take really deep breaths for about a minute before I do it. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
No, you don't even need to take a breath. You just need to relax. Slow your heart rate down. It's all about the heart rate.
Okay.
Slow it down to the dolphin rate. Just relax.
All right, cool. All right, because I really want to make sure that I'm always beating my daughters. Like, that's their
biggest... You just want to be on top, like, you want to be ahead of the 12-year-olds.
They're my big competition, the 12 and the 10-year-olds. That's right, okay?
Got it.
The trick, I'll give you one more trick. The trick is the moment you want to come back up, that's halfway. You're halfway there. You still have another half of oxygen. No problem.
Oh, really? I feel like when I feel like I'm just about to, like, die under there, I just come up. I should keep pushing myself.
That's one alarm. That's your CO2 count going up. You're just halfway.
Keep that in mind
and relax.
I will always have your voice now, Tyrone, in my head going.
It's very relaxing.
You're just halfway, Chris. You're just halfway.
You're just halfway.
Keep going. I'm going to do it. All right, legend, mate. Have a great morning. Enjoy it under there, okay?
Thank you, mate.
All right, there it is. Got us on, Tyrone. Love it.
Hollywood status. Pretty Malik's gossip. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got?
So have you seen the drama around Drake's dad's tattoo on his arm of Drake?
Oh, it doesn't look good.
No, so...
Oh, was that... I saw that come up. I thought that was a fan that got a really bad Drake tattoo.
No, so it's Dennis, Drake's dad. He got this tattoo back in 2017. Drake has been very open about he's not happy about this tattoo and how terrible it is. But one thing that Drake didn't take into account is the poor tattoo artist who actually did the tattoo. So his name is Money Mike, right? And he did the tattoo for Dennis for free in 2017, thinking that he'll get more clients.
He probably got less now.
And he's just like, why you gotta do me so dirty, Drake? Just let it go. I feel bad for the guy.
Well, it just doesn't look like... When you want to get a tattoo of a person's face, you have to go to like a right tattooist that knows how to do that type of art.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy, unfortunately... It wasn't bad. It just...
It looks like... I feel like it looks like started from the bottom Drake, not Drake now.
Could be like Drake's second brother.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's
what I, yeah, that's what I thought it could be.
Okay, so Oprah's company Harpo has filed a lawsuit against a couple of up-and-coming podcasters, Kelly Carter, Leah Wright. They started a podcast called Oprah-demics, okay, where they discuss their favorite Oprah TV moments. So they sit down, they pick an episode, and they talk about it. It's like your regular podcast. So what's that's not the problem. The problem is they've decided to use Oprah's iconic O logo as their podcast
logo.
Can't
be doing that, people.
So she's like, you can't use the O the way that I use the O.
Yeah, that's not cool.
So Harpo is now suing and saying it's a successful podcast. Apparently, it's doing really well. They're on to their second season, I think. And so they got to change the logo.
Can't be doing that. Can't be taking that O from Oprah.
Come on. Okay, and finally, Love Island.
Okay, so Love Island TV show premise, let me tell you, they get basically like, I think six or seven hot looking guys, six or seven hot looking girls. Yeah. It's in the UK. I think they film it in Spain. They put them in a house together. It's sort of like Big Brother, but at the same time, they're all there just to meet each other and hook up with each other and form relationships and then cheat on each other. And it's full on, not a kid-friendly type of show.
It's it's just your reality TV show.
It's a little bit more than that.
Trash reality TV show.
It's a little bit more. Like, if my daughters ever came to me and said, hey, Daddy, I'm going to be on a TV show, it's called Love Island, I would say there's no chance.
Now, did you finish the latest
season? No, I haven't. I'm not watching it like full on. I've just been checking in when Brianna's watching it.
Do you care if I say something now?
Tell me.
Okay, so Ekin-Su, do you
know
her?
Yeah, I know who she is, yeah.
Okay, so she won.
She won, did she?
Yeah. So she won, and she's been bombarded by all these fashion deals, which happens to all these reality TV stars. It's normal.
Yeah.
But she's just broken a record. She got the highest paid deal in Love Island history.
How much?
She signed a deal worth £1 million.
Wow, that's
with
huge.
A company called Opoly. That's about 4.4 million dirhams. It's a clothing company. Huh. She's going to be creating a collection with this company called Opoly. But no other Love Island contestant has ever gotten more money than that.
She's not a bad character. Like, she was, I mean, she's attractive. She was, I mean, she had a good, strong personality. Like, she held her own, which was good.
Yeah.
She was someone that in that show that I'm like, I think she's all right, you know? Because there's some characters that you just think, oh my gosh, they're so annoying.
Yeah.
So who did she must have teamed up with a guy, right?
Yeah.
Who was the guy that she ended up being?
Hold on,
because that's basically what it is. It's like a science experiment, this show. They just put humans in there together, and then they just see how far they'll go with each other, and one will break up with this one, then they'll start relationships with this one. It's pretty, like,
It's that Italian guy you were talking to, Davide.
No way. Yeah. She ended up with Davide, are you sure?
Yeah.
This is why I'm frustrated.
Look at it. I've never seen Chris so engrossed in a show.
Frustrated
like
that I'm into this show because they started off together and then she played him and he got angry at her.
Yeah.
This Davide guy is like,
he's hot. You told me to look him up.
I think he's probably the most attractive man that I've ever looked at. He's some Italian guy. He's got the chiseled jaw, the six packed out.
Yeah, he's a cutie.
Listen, if you want to lower your IQ, go and watch Love Island, but it's a show that you can just sit and watch, right? That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's proving to be successful.
There it is. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
You may have missed it, but we were talking about it. There's a big thing happening in the sky tonight. Mm-hmm. And to tell us more about it, from the Dubai Astronomy Club, we got the man in charge, Hassan. Now, Hassan, what is happening tonight?
Okay, we have the super moon, the last super moon of this year. So the moon is coming closer, looking brighter, and it's an opportunity to take amazing pictures.
Now, a super moon, does that just mean that it's closer to Earth, is it?
It is, because the orbit shape of the moon around the Earth is just like an egg. Okay? So now it's a little bit closer, so it looks around 14% bigger, 30% more brighter.
Also,
attraction to tell people about the moon, teach about astronomy, and be educated on that. And at the same time, we have amazing another event is running at the same time, which is the meteor shower, the best meteor shower of the year. The meteors will be falling on the Earth almost like from 100 to 200 per hour.
So you got a meteor shower and you got the supermoon happening at the same time.
Exactly.
It's like a clash of events. So Hassan, what time should we be looking up?
Okay, for everybody from everywhere, you can simply just go outside look all the way from the beginning of night all the way to the end of it.
Okay.
Because the moon is in full. That's okay. For the moon. Meteor showers, I don't recommend anybody to go anywhere because it will not be that visible.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And also, the weather is hot, so yeah. It's sun and humid. So it's not be that kind of
night
for people to really...
Could be a stupid question here, but can anyone in the world, like if you're in Australia or in America or wherever, will they see the supermoon like we're going to see it?
Exactly, similar kind of situation.
That's so cool.
We are trying to make it very much kind of adventurous, because this time what we are doing, we're going on top of the highest peak in UAE. We're going to Jabal Jais.
So good. Okay, it's going to be amazing. And by the way, if you've never gone down to the Dubai Astronomy Club, go and visit Hassan and the family. It's like a local company that they've set up. It's like a family business, and they do such a great job. They've got stuff from the moon sitting there, like
awesome.
Not only educational, it's really, really just beautiful to be able to witness that. Hassan Al-Hariri, thank you once again, Hassan, always for taking the time and just getting us a little bit more closer to the moon. Thank you. So... I did something recently when we were all traveling, and I put my credit card onto my daughter's phones.
Oh, gosh.
You know, when you can tap now. I wanted that as security, that just in case anything happened.
They need money.
They need money. They've always got that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, you'd get a little bit of like a $10 note and you'd give it to them. You know, you'd keep the $10 in your pocket if anything happens. Now it's like, here's my credit card. It's on the phone. Cool. Done. They're both fairly responsible and they're both pretty cool. So yesterday I rock up home, open the door. There is like a cage, like a delivery.
Like a cage.
Like a dog cage.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like what you would keep a fully grown dog in.
Like a crate.
Like a crate. Like it's huge. I could walk myself into this little cage, close the door, be crouched down, and I would fit in it.
Yeah.
I said to Brianna, why have we got a dog cage? Who's ordered that? And it was all packaged up. I think it came from Amazon. And she says, I don't know, one of the girls ordered it. So what do you mean one of the girls ordered it? No, she can't get come down. They come down. Who's ordered this? Noosh goes, oh, I did.
Uh-oh. But your dogs are tiny.
I said, what for? She goes, I made a mistake. I said, why? She goes, I was ordering a hamster cage. My hamster's the size of my thumb. The cage could fit 400 hamsters in it. If you put the hamster in that cage, it would just crawl out because the grills are so big, right?
Did she not realize?
Okay, how much was it? 720 dirhams.
Woo! That is a
I said 700. Okay, give me your phones. Deactivated all the credit cards. Took them back. I said, what was it? She goes, I made a big mistake. I said, what? She goes, I thought I was paying 72 dirhams and I thought it was a small little hamster
poor
cage.
Poor little Noosh.
Because I did tell them that anything below 100 dirhams you don't need approval on. You know, if you do, and I said, but only if you really need it.
Right.
If it's under 100 dirhams, you can get it.
Yeah.
Right? And like, you know, the day before I walked in, there were just Starbucks coffees ordered. And I said to Brianna, did you order Starbucks? She goes, no, your daughters did. So they're joining apps and they're just all like, they're like me now. They're just ordering stuff off it, right?
Oh, gosh.
So I've taken it off them. It's been completely cancelled. But I now have a 720 dirham dog cage. Pretty, you have a large dog. Do you need it?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's out of that phase now.
I'm willing to sell it to you at 300. It's a great price.
No, thank you.
Like 200.
I'm good.
Take it for 200, Pretty.
I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Don't have kids, Pretty.
Okay.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
I get that money.
Powered by RackBank. Apply for RackBank Titanium Free for Life credit card and enjoy 5% cash back on supermarket and restaurants. Up to 50% cash back on cinema spends worldwide. Visit rackbank.ae/titanium. Conditions apply.
Robert, you got through. Good morning.
Yes, finally. Good morning.
Oh, no, you started off negative. I'm going to the next caller. You said finally. No. how long you been trying to get through, Robert?
Four times.
Four what? Months?
No, four times. I'm trying to call four times, like since Monday.
Oh, that's it? Oh, dude. I've had people trying to get on since 2017.
Okay, then I'm lucky.
You're very lucky, man. All right, Rob, where are you from?
I'm from Lebanon.
Okay, Lebanon, representing right now. Have you had a chance to go home?
Honestly, yeah. I just came 2 weeks ago.
Okay, how was it?
It was amazing. What you see on the news is way the opposite.
Oh.
It's what?
The opposite.
It's opposite. Well, listen, Lebanon we know is a beautiful country, but I mean, I've got a lot of friends and family out there. They're still telling me that it's not the, you know, it's not the greatest, unfortunately. So I think some of the representation that you're seeing in the media may still be a little bit there, but as visually as a country and the people, it's amazing.
The people are, I mean, I have
we
to
are
say.
Resilient, I tell
the
you.
The Lebanese yeah. are just some of my favorites.
I love it. Thank you, Priya. Appreciate it. Rob, let's get you the cash right now. 10,000 dirhams on the line. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to them, okay?
Let's do it.
All right. Woo! Rob is ready to do it. We're ready to go. Let's do it right now. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Orlando Bloom is engaged to which American singer?
Katy Perry.
In what country is the 2022 FIFA World Cup going to be held in?
Qatar.
Who sings the songs As It Was and Late Night Talking?
Harry Styles.
How many members are there in BTS?
13.
Which actor stars as Aquaman in the movies?
Ben Affleck.
True or false, Kendall Jenner just celebrated her 25th birthday.
True.
In what country will the next expo be held in?
Pass.
Who plays Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible movies?
Tom Cruise.
Name one team that Michael Jordan played basketball for.
NBA.
No, I need the actual team. Time's up anyway, but I'll give it to you if you get
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, time's already up, but if you get this one, I'll keep it.
Can you repeat the question, please?
No.
Time's up, man.
The Celtics? The Celtics?
The Celtics? He would be turning right now. It's not the Celtics. It was the Chicago Bulls, which means you got 400 dirhams cash. It's all yours. Well done.
Not that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, man. There are 7 members in BTS. Jason Momoa plays Aquaman. You said Ben Affleck. That was Batman. Kendall Jenner is... No, it's not her 25th birthday. It was her sister, Kylie. Expo will be held in Japan. And yeah, Michael Jordan, I would have accepted the Washington Wizards, Chicago Bulls, even North Carolina, I would have accepted. But that got you 400 dirhams with Rack Bank and us here on the Chris Fade Show. Congratulations, Rob.
Have a nice day and a nice weekend.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Take care.
All the gossip.
Celebrity news.
Now.
Pretty Malice Gossip.
Okay, let's talk Victoria Beckham.
You want to talk Victoria Beckham? Okay, so there have been these rumors that are swirling that Victoria Beckham and her daughter-in-law, Nicola Peltz, have been feuding. Like, it's been in the tabloids for the past, like, 2 weeks.
This is Brooklyn's wife.
Brooklyn's wife, Nicola, and Victoria Beckham hate each other. There were, like, stories like, oh my goodness, there's a divide between Brooklyn and his mom now. Brooklyn is drifting away from his family, all this stuff. And in a new interview with Variety, they both sat down, Nicola and Brooklyn. Nicola says, I think this all started because I did not wear a Victoria Beckham wedding gown on the wedding day. And she goes, it's not that I didn't want to. I was meant to wear a dress designed by Victoria, but her atelier could not make it in time.
What's an atelier?
Like the house where they custom make.
Okay.
Like, you know, they could not produce the dress.
Okay.
So I had to go elsewhere and get a dress. And people took that and kind of ran with it and made up all these headlines. Brooklyn, the Sun, came out to say, listen, the tabloids are always going to try and put people down. Everyone gets along. Everyone is fine.
I wouldn't believe any of those tabloids. No chance.
Yeah.
So they're okay. We know that Brooklyn's doing all right. Brooklyn's we know that the wife is doing good. Victoria's doing all right.
They're just trying to create drama.
They're doing okay.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
Thank you, Victoria.
Hi, this is Victoria Beckham, and you're listening to the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you. Yeah, we're paying Diwa, and I couldn't get the OTP, so I transferred my Diwa phone number to Victoria Beckham's so she could get it. So now she's back in the UK. Well, I've got to pay it again now. I'm going to have to message her just to let her know that the OTP's coming.
Are you done?
Okay, sure. Moving on.
Let's talk about her husband, David Beckham. So Ryan Reynolds, if you don't know, owns a football team now called Wrexham FC.
Yep.
Now, Ryan Reynolds is Canadian. I don't think soccer is as big in North America in general.
Correct. Football. They call it soccer.
Football,
yep.
As it is, you know, here yep. or Europe, around the world. Well, he was at a Wrexham football game and he's watching his team and they scored a goal, but it was ruled offside, which means the goal is invalid.
Correct.
Right?
That's right. Yeah.
Except Ryan Reynolds did not know that. So this is commentary from that game. He's seen celebrating in the stands and the commentators are like, somebody's got to tell him.
It's a no goal here.
Up in the royal box, they haven't seen the flag yet. Somebody needs to have a quick word. Somebody needs to explain the offside rule to the A-listers. An understandable mistake.
They're cheering, think they got the goal and offside was called.
Now, who told them that it was wrong? It was David Beckham. So David Beckham is watching the game. And Ryan appeared on the Jimmy Kimmel Show and he goes, I was so embarrassed when
it all happened
because David Beckham is sitting right next to me.
How humiliating. Nobody understands the offside rule, please.
Well, nobody except one person who was in the box with us.
Understood it quite well.
Yep. Beckham, we were cheering. We looked over at Beckham and he was just shaking his head.
That's wouldn't you want to be in that box though? You got imagine. David Beckham, Ryan Reynolds, you're watching this football match.
Owns this team.
David's like, it's not a goal, mate.
Is it not a goal, right?
So why do you mean?
So they're, by the way, doing a documentary about how they came to the decision to buy the football club, why they went with Wrexham and all that stuff. So I'll let you know when that comes out. And finally, Angelina Jolie is just a normal human being.
I don't believe it.
She was seen dropping her daughter, Zahara, off at college.
Huh.
She's going to Spelman in Atlanta, Georgia. And Angelina was like holding back the tears. She's now called a Spelman mom. And I guess they caught her. They were making like a video for the campus.
Okay.
And they went up to Angelina Jolie to get her thoughts.
All right, Miss Jolie, can you tell us how does it feel?
I'm going to start crying.
How does it feel to be a Spelman mom?
I have not started crying yet, so I'm...
How does it feel to be a Spelman mom?
I'm so excited.
Awesome.
That's so awkwardly cool.
So she's dressed in like these linen pants, like Birkenstocks, a sweater. She's got her big mom bag.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably got like security all around her, a couple of Rolls Royces behind her as well. Come on.
There was no one.
There must have been security with her.
No one. I'm telling you, it was actually really cool to see Angelina like that because you know what? You're going to have to drop your daughter's off to college one day.
One day, yeah, of course.
And you're going to be in that same position. And at the end
like
of the day...
letting them go.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, Chris, in Chris's head, I'll bring the university to my house so they don't have to go anywhere.
I don't want them to go to college.
Why?
Just want them to live with me for the rest of their lives.
No, they have to make... they have to...
Get married at 39.
No. No.
Got to change my ways, don't I?
You have to let them go. You're going to have a teenager in your house in days.
But the... They're living in the they live in this beautiful country called the UAE, and it's a bit of a bubble.
Yeah, they could go to university here.
Yeah, true. Because I think in the real world, they would just not know what to do. Like, just drop them off somewhere in another country. But like, this is college. Like, I think that I don't know. I have that conversation with them all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we live in a country that is like no other. You understand me?
I'm sure they're old enough to understand that now.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know.
They were in the States for like a month, and let's be real. The States are very different from here right now.
Like, I hope I love America.
I understand.
But I hope they don't say I want to go to an American university.
But you know they do, right?
Out.
You know they do, right?
I mean, I'd lace them up with mace. Make sure they've got Brazilian jiu-jitsu training, at least a black belt. I'd have to get them to a black belt. I'd have a personal security guard that would follow them every single day.
Oh, my goodness,
I'd have
Chris.
To. That's what I'd have to do. I'm sorry.
They'll be okay.
The overprotective father. Victoria Beckham, thank you so much. Thank you as well, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hi, this is Victoria Seriously? Beckham, and you're listening to The Chris Fade Show.
I got to use it. I've got it. Might as well just keep using it. I told you this story is going to only affect about 0.001% of people listening right now. But if there was a country that it would affect the most, it would be this country right here, people.
So obviously it has to do with something that's like luxurious.
Ching Ferrari.
Oh, Ferrari.
Ferrari has discovered they have a problem in their brakes with 19 of its models dating back from 2005. I know a lot of us are crying right now. My Ferrari. A defect could cause a brake fluid leak and may lead to a partial or total loss of brake functions. The recall has affected 23,555 Ferraris. The owners have been contacted, supposedly, if you've got that model, and they're fixing it up. It happens with a lot of vehicles. It's not just the high-end like Ferraris. Like,
yeah, there are recalls all the time.
There's always a recall with an airbag or something to do with a brake or something. So, Ferrari, gosh, now.
Do you know anyone who has a Ferrari, personally? I don't think I've ever met.
Yeah. Yeah, my mate Ali's gone to Ferrari.
Oh, really?
He's a baller. Because you know, you got friends, you're not sure what they do. They just got money.
You're always just like,
He got a Ferrari, and then like 2 years later, the new model came out, so he got the new model.
What?
And then like it goes on. And I'm like, wow, look at him in his Ferrari. And then he'll just post something on Instagram. He's in his G-Wagon. And I go, have you got a G-Wagon too? Yeah.
Don't ask questions, Chris.
Damn. Anyone in a Ferrari right now?
Come on.
Are you in a Ferrari? 04-871-5544. I don't know if we're going to get a call right now. I'm being straight out.
I feel like if you're in a Ferrari, you wouldn't be driving.
No, you would be. Right, you would be. Come on, Ferrari. If you are driving a Ferrari, give me a call right now. 04-871-5544. You ever been in a Ferrari?
Never. We went to Ferrari World Abu Dhabi.
We went on
a roller coaster.
Yeah, and they've got some actual Ferraris there.
So that's you're there. Yes.
So you have been a Ferrari,
but not like
not in a
road.
real no, Ferrari no, no. driving down.
No. Have you?
Yeah, I drove one.
Where?
A rent-a-car company gave me one about 3 years ago.
Like for just to try out for a day?
Actually, it was more than 3 years ago. It was about 8 years ago, and I swear it was the most cliche Dubai story of my life. Can I tell you this? This rent-a-car company gives me a call and says, we'd like you to take this Ferrari for... it wasn't even a couple of days. It was like an hour or something.
What?
And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll take it. So I picked up my mate of mine. And I said, let's go. I got this Ferrari. So we're driving around. He's like, hey, let's swing by my friend's house. I just to show, say hello. Yeah. We're in the area. Had no idea what was going to happen next. We rock up to his friend's house. The friend rocks out with a monkey.
No.
I swear.
No.
This is like 10 years ago, right?
Right.
So now I'm sitting in a Ferrari with a monkey.
So Dubai.
And I was like, oh my gosh. If this is not the most cliche thing ever.
Did you go to JBR after? Well,
yeah, I went to JBR with my lion in the back. All right, no one's called. No one's in a Ferrari. I got a couple of messages, though, saying, man, if I was in a Ferrari, I wouldn't be in Dubai right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Or you'd be on a holiday, probably Mykonos or in Spain,
right?
Something, getting away from the heat.
Right.
Fair enough, I understand it. But I really just thought, when you do a radio show, you want to make sure that it's relatable to at least 90% of your audience.
What would you say is the percentage for this story?
0.000001%. So I just wanted to make sure that if you own a Ferrari or you know someone that owns a Ferrari, please let them know that 23,555 Ferraris have been affected, okay? Just making sure that you're aware of that, because I know most of us, this is going to affect.
Yeah.
We're going to have to change our lives now.
Yeah.
It's a true story, honestly.
Yeah.
It's virgin. What's that saying? You'd rather be poor. You'd rather be broke and happy in a Toyota than depressed in a Ferrari. I'll work it out. I'll come back. Just doing a topic that is relatable to so many of you that are listening right now. If you own a Ferrari, there's been a recall, supposedly, from what I understand. And it's affecting around 23,000 Ferraris. So just, I know that affects a lot of us listening to the show right now.
I would not be surprised if 20,000 out of those 23,000 are here in Dubai.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. So that saying, I'd rather smile in my Toyota than cry in my Ferrari.
Whoever said that?
That was one of the... Haven't you ever seen that come up?
No.
The other one is that money can't buy happiness, but I'd rather cry in a Ferrari than on a bus. Ever heard that one? It's a true story, right? It's a true story. John, you drive Ferraris every day, is that right?
Yeah, man, every day. I drive them.
Why? What do you do?
I own a garage, a luxury workshop.
Ooh, fancy.
You got any of these recalls come in? Have you heard about this recall?
No, I haven't heard of it yet, but if that's going to happen, the car will go to the dealership direct.
Oh, the dealership.
So you won't do it. So how is it? How is it driving these Ferraris around? You enjoy it? Like obviously, they're clients' cars, but don't tell me you don't take it around the block a few times, right?
No, we take it for a test drive, but I'm 6 foot, 220, so it's kind of hard for me to get in and get out.
Yeah,
you know? It's not for me.
Where are you from? Where are you from originally?
California.
I was going to say you have that California. I just came back from Cali, and I was like, "You sound like you're from California." What brought you? What brought you here? The cars?
Cars, business, life, work. It's much safer out here.
Oh my gosh! Tell me about it.
Yeah,
so I'm from LA, so you know how it is.
Chris, you just spent like a month in LA.
Yeah, so my wife Brianna originally is from East LA, and then I don't know if you know. Obviously, you know that area. Then she grew up in an area called West Covina. You know that area?
Okay. Yeah, I know West Covina. Yeah.
Are you Mexican?
No, I'm not, man. No.
You
know, being in LA, we speak Spanish, and you know, it's all Hispanics there. So
yeah, you sound like Brianna's family. That's right. I feel like you're my brother.
All the E News first. They got
Pretty Malice gossip.
Okay, first, the sad news out of Hollywood is the actress. Now, again, I did not know her name, but when I saw her, you showed me pictures pretty. I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen her in many, many movies.
Anne Hatch, 6 Days, 7 Nights being one of the big ones with Harrison Ford. But Anne Hatch, so about 2 weeks ago, a week ago, I want to say, she had an accident, and it was a really bad one. She was driving, and she drove into like someone's home. And her car just burst into flames.
That's horrible.
She was taken to the hospital. She was awake and responsive when emergency teams got to her. But now she's in a medically induced coma because she suffered a severe anoxic brain injury. And she's in critical condition. And we had reports. We talked about it earlier this week.
Yeah.
There were reports that it's a very serious condition. Now her rep has just issued a statement saying she is not expected to survive.
It's horrible.
She is in a medically induced coma because she wanted to donate her organs, and they're trying to see which ones are viable at the moment.
Are you serious?
Once they figure that out, it looks as if right now they will have to pull that plug. She's 53 years
old. Allegedly, they found drugs in her system.
So the LAPD is currently doing a DUI investigation, which is driving under the influence, and a hit and run investigation. So
sad, man.
It's just one of those shocking headlines that you read that you think is a movie, but it's not. It's real.
She supposedly was at Venice Salon for a wig moment, like she was getting some wigs put on. And then she left there and was driving, and then something happened. But again, Anne Hetch, you may not know her by name. You'll know her when you see her. She's been in a bunch of movies. It's so sad that no matter what she's gone through and what she's gone through, you know, her life right now, as we know, it's probably done.
53 years old. So
thoughts
young.
Thoughts and prayers with her family. Moving on.
To Jason Momoa. So is there anything in your life, Chris, that you can look back at and be like, you know what? That was silly. That was terrible what I did. It wasn't a good, I don't know, campaign or radio break or, you know.
Oh, there's so many moments of this show, Pretty, that I think are just, like, horrible,
that
okay?
That was terrible. Well, Jason Momoa has reflected back on his movie career and spoke out about a movie he thought was absolutely terrible. He was talking to British GQ.
Yeah.
And he said, I've been a part of a lot of things that really were terrible and movies, but it's out of my hands. One of them is Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, Conan the Barbarian.
In 2011.
Did he play Conan the Barbarian?
Yeah, he said it was one of the best experiences of his life filming the movie, but it was absolutely one of the worst. I can't use the word that he used.
Sure.
But he said it was just one of the worst movies that he's made.
I love
it. It got a 25% on Rotten Tomatoes. The critics gave it 1 star. And he's like, it was just a terrible movie, but at that time, I made it.
Oh, his career wasn't huge, obviously, then. And Conan's that was a big title. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger did Conan the Barbarian as well at one stage, right? Can I just say, I'm going to go this weekend and watch. I think it's on Netflix. Everyone's talking about it. Joe Rogan just put it up as well. But my brother-in-law was telling me how good it was. The new Predator movie called Prey. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yes.
I think it's
on Disney Plus.
Is it? I don't know. I don't know what it's on. I'm going to find it. But is anyone looking to watch something? My recommendations is Prey. I haven't watched it, but I've just heard amazing things. It's Predator, the latest Predator movie called Prey.
Disney Plus,
The other one is Trainwreck, the Woodstock catastrophe that happened about them. They did a Woodstock, I think, in 1990. $9.99.
Yeah.
I watched this on the plane out on the way back. OMG, what an absolute, literally as the name stipulates, it's a train wreck. Absolute train
like,
wreck.
Like the Fire Festival train wreck
I think even worse than what Fire Festival was. So if you're looking for two things to watch this possible weekend, check out The Prey or check out Train Wreck. Woodstock. If there's anything that you, is there anything that you can recommend for me? If you watch something recently that you're like, oh my gosh, Chris, you got to watch it. Can you let me know? Because I'm still sort of jet lagged and I just want to like chill this weekend.
You have some TV to watch.
I want to watch a lot. Tell me what you've just watched or what you think I should watch. Do not call me up and say Love Island. Okay.
Been there, done that.
I've done it. That's why. And I'm not ashamed to say it. Call me now. Let's go. Arnold, what have you got for me? What should we be watching?
You should watch The Gray Man.
So good.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
So good.
Hold on. I started to watch it, and then I just thought to myself, oh, this is just a bit cheesy, and I turned it off. Should I let it go through?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. You should.
So it's
I just love the twist of the story.
Don't spoil it. Who's in it? Who's the famous actor in it?
Sorry. Of course, Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans.
Pretty boy.
Yeah. So yep. I love this movie because we know this from the trailer already. Chris Evans is the villain.
Okay.
And I just seeing Captain America as
being,
the villain.
Being bad.
Yeah, it's really good. He did a great job. I highly recommend it.
All right, Arnold. Thanks, bro. Gray Man. I'll put that in. Athena, what have you got? What are we watching?
Hey, morning, guys. So Anatomy of a Scandal on Netflix. And you definitely
so good.
What?
Yes.
What, okay, so Anatomy of a Scandal, what is it about?
So I can't go into too much details on the radio.
No.
Obviously a scandal.
Oh, that makes me want to watch it now. This is great. Okay, so Anatomy of a Scandal on Netflix. You've seen it pretty?
It's Sienna Miller, right?
It is, yeah.
Oh, it's a movie. It's not a
documentary. No, series.
Oh, it's a series.
It's not a documentary.
Five-part drama. It's like a
mini-series.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I've got in. Thanks, Athena. I appreciate that. Anatomy of a Scandal. Richard, what are we watching this weekend? What do we got?
All right. So there was three series which I watched last weekend. You know, I binge-watched the whole weekend. So one was Keep Breathing.
Keep Breathing?
Yes. And Manifest.
Everyone keeps talking about Manifest.
This is that one that they did earlier on, then it lost money, and I think Netflix bought it, and now they've brought it back. It's about a plane crash, I think, or something like that. Yeah. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Take you off the seat, and it's like I'm totally binge watching too.
Plane crashes, like...
You love that stuff. You love watching that stuff.
All right, Richard, I appreciate that one. Sunny, what are we watching? Give me something good.
Friday, Virgin Team. I just killed my dad.
What's it called?
Hold
on a second. Let me just put that in context. If everyone just heard that, turn the radio on. That'd be the series or what we should be watching is called?
It's a non-fiction docu-series, very recent, called I Just Killed My Dad.
I Just Killed My Father, right? Is that what it's called?
I Just Killed My Father, yeah.
Hold on. It's not. It's real? It's a real doco or it's fake? What is it?
Yeah. Non-fictional.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know what? It came up yesterday. I did see this trailer. Everyone's watching this one. It's another story where you're like, oh, my gosh.
I just killed my dad.
Yeah, that's scary.
Well, that's light to watch for this
weekend. Yeah, I'll bring the kids down for that one and have a look, you know.
No.
You know what I was thinking the other day? Like, when I was at Disneyland and all that, and I went to sort of Universal Studios and I did all that, I thought to myself, I wonder if, like, Netflix will have Netflix World. Where it's like a theme park.
But with their movies.
With all their movies that they're creating. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
in the future. Like, why would they not do it?
Because a lot of times they care. Oh, actually, you're right. They produce a lot of original content.
They're producing their own content now. So I think, I feel that sometime in the next 10 years.
There'll be a Netflix world.
There's going to be a Netflix world where you'll go there and there'll be rides like The Gray Man. Because I think they produced that one. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's a Netflix produced. So you'll have The Gray Man ride.
$200 million, by the way, to make that movie.
Wow. Wonder how much they made off it. There it is. All right. There you go. Hopefully we got something to watch over the weekend. I don't know if you like me. I'm chilling. It's hot.
I'm gonna stay indoors.
I am going to be on that couch. So a good mate of mine in Australia, she has been in a relationship with a guy for 9 months. She's a good friend of mine.
9 months, okay.
She was thinking about tapping out of the relationship. It just wasn't working pretty.
Was it any other reason? It was just no chemistry.
She said, she goes, I'm just not feeling it. There's things that are just, I'm over. But I think you're right. The chemistry,
it fizzled out.
It fizzled out. She said, I just wasn't attracted to him anymore. Fine. And that's I was sort of done.
That happens.
He's committed to the relationship. From what I understand, this guy's a pretty good guy. I've spoken to him. We've only done a Zoom. I haven't got to meet the guy yet. And she's a good friend of mine. So I've said to her, like, hey, man, give it a go. It's been 9 months. And she's like, I don't know. Now, the guy has just scored himself a new job. He works in finance.
Oh.
And this new job that he's got will instantly make him a millionaire.
What are you trying to say here?
It's a huge gig. Like, it's big money. It's a big position in a very well-known company.
Yeah.
It will repel. He's gone. Like, he's ching. So when we spoke just yesterday, my friend and I, she's like, well, this sort of changes things. And I said, what do you mean? She's like, I'd be set.
Chris.
I could just, you know.
No.
He wants to have a child. She's at that age where she can have a child. Like, she's like, you know, I could just have a baby.
Okay.
And
let me just get something straight. Mm. So she doesn't hate the guy. It's not like he's done anything wrong.
No.
There's no animosity.
Yeah, she likes him as a friend. Like, she says, like, he's a good guy. But it's just that, like, that chemistry that, you know, she said, I'm not attracted to him like that anymore.
Well.
Now, has the money changed it?
Stay for the money.
Would you stay for the money? That's the question, people. Do you stay for it? Do you leave? Do you think she should stay? I've told her, no, you're out.
Like, no, okay, I was going to say, because Chris is, of course, given his advice, and you said leave.
I just said don't allow the money to change it, but I believe money makes people more attractive.
Well, if you look at it, right, your aim in life is to be stable.
Mm.
Is to have whatever it is, whether it's with kids or not kids, but your aim in life is to be settled, to have enough money to live a good life.
Your aim in life, hopefully, is to be happy.
Yeah.
You just want to be happy. Now, they say money doesn't buy happiness. Come to Dubai, baby. No. But they say money doesn't buy happiness. I agree to a certain point. But do having money in your bank account and being able to just enjoy your life and not stress about having to pay rent or the electricity and having food on the table. Believe me, money can provide a happier lifestyle.
Yes.
Being filthy rich is a different story, and I don't agree with that. But does she saying that now that he's got this gig, this new job, that's made him an instant millionaire, that she's thinking about actually staying through with it, and does money make you more attractive? Because for her, she's saying that I've now found a little bit more like
love for him.
Yeah, like there's like, oh, you know what? You know when a rich guy or a rich woman walks into a room and everyone knows that they're filthy rich? You know, there is that thing where you're like, oh, that guy's super rich or that girl's super rich, you know.
Should she stay or should she go?
There's two questions I want to ask you. What do you think she should do? But secondly, does money make you more attractive?
What a question.
Give me a call right now. Do you believe that money makes you more attractive? I believe it does. I believe money makes... If someone knows someone is loaded...
Yeah.
I believe they could be adequately looking...
But they become like they 5 points higher.
Yeah.
Like that whole...
She's a 10. Yeah, he's a 10.
He's a 5.
But he's a millionaire. Takes him to an 8, maybe a 9. We've got your calls coming in right now, all of them. Mark, what do you think? What do you think? Tell me.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Tell me what you think.
Yes, it does.
Can you get me off that loudspeaker for me, bro, so I can just get you on here?
Yeah, hello?
There we go, perfect. So what do you think we should do, Mark?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does make you more attractive.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a male thing that we think that money makes it more attractive. So you believe if a guy was average looking or a girl was average looking, if they were loaded like a millionaire, that's it. Their game's up?
Yeah, the game's up. It's just that.
So is it the... Okay, can I just... It's not like a gold digger way when you say it's the money. Or is it? Like, what is it about the fact that they have money that makes them more attractive?
What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, the thing is, people right now doesn't have to be a mark here. I mean, basically, we need money.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
He's saying it straight out. He's telling everyone how it is.
Okay.
He's saying how it is. I get you. Wahid, what are your thoughts? Does she stay or does she go?
She stays.
She stays for the money.
Yes. Frankly speaking, it is important, guys. And maybe she can just give it a shot. Try. Why not?
See,
if she feels that...
You know what? I think this is going to sound controversial, I feel, coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you may not be wrong on this.
Well, you give it
because,
another go.
Because it's not like she has any animosity towards him. She
yeah,
doesn't
she likes
not,
the guy.
She doesn't hate him.
Mm.
Stop! She a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no
bro. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. So everyone's saying to stay, but Muhammad, you're saying don't stay.
Yeah, I don't care.
Why?
No, because she has this feeling right now because he has money.
Okay.
Before that, she didn't have the feeling.
Okay. But hold on, doesn't money make you more attractive?
No, yeah, of course money makes you attractive, but money is not the, you know, the base for love.
The objective. Oh, that was I like what you said there.
It was very deep. The base for love. I like that.
Shatha, what do you think?
Hi, I think she should leave. It's not going to make you happy in the future. You're just going to regret it maybe 10 or 15 years down the line.
But then you'll have a good prenup.
You got some money out of that. Hit it again.
Yeah.
I ain't saying she a gold digger. But you messing with no broke. Mustafa, you think she should leave?
Yes.
Why?
A very small reason. Let's assume they got married.
Yeah.
They got kids. And yeah. She's very happy.
Yeah.
Then 5 years down the road, he lost his job.
Oh,
that's such a good point.
Nah, but he's invested it all into crypto, and he's okay. You know, there's a conspiracy theory about The Weeknd, right?
Oh gosh, what is this conspiracy theory?
This is like a full-on one. So I came back obviously from the States, and a few of my friends are the biggest conspiracy theorists ever.
So they believe everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they believe. Like, when they tell me this sort of stuff, I have to, well, no, I laugh at them. Because they're close enough friends that I can laugh at them. But it does worry me that they really do believe it.
Tell me.
They believe Michael Jackson is still alive.
And
it's The Weeknd, and they've just had more plastic surgery.
Go away.
I swear, this is not a lie.
Go away. There's no chance that someone actually believes that.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, it's 100%.
They full on, they actually believe it.
Same people believe that, and I'm not making fun of it because you could be listening right now and you believe in a conspiracy theory. They believe that, I think it's Antarctica.
Antarctica, yeah.
Yeah, there's a hole.
What?
There's like a hole in the earth and it goes straight in and there's giants living down there.
This is not serious. You're not
That's why
serious.
None of us can go to Antarctica.
You're not being serious.
I swear to you, I know these people. I see them. They're like, I call them friends. I don't even know what to say to them when they... Like, I do laugh. I just laugh. And then I actually, like, start to... Like, I poke the bear. Tell me more. What else you got?
So what else? Oh, wait! There is a hole!
There is a hole in Antarctica?
So a few years ago, apparently, a giant hole opened up in the sea.
Yeah, they believe that we're not allowed to go there. Like, no country's allowed to go
there.
You go on the outer skirts. You don't go to this one area because below there's giants buried. Like big people. I mean, giants, like as big as the building, like 8-10 stories. Does anyone believe in a conspiracy like that? 0487155444. All right. 0487155444. What's the conspiracy that our friend may believe in?
About like just being followed and everything is kind of being watched. And, like, we're just pawns in this game.
There's people that believe that the world that we're living in right now...
It's like a parallel
universe. ...is a parallel world and everything. So...
You know the ones who cover the camera?
Yes.
Because you've
But they... Don't they just believe that people are watching us? Like, you know, you could tap into someone like a hacker.
Not a hacker, but it's like the government...
Surveillance. I want them to follow me.
I
want them to see my life and see what I do. Like, okay. I've got nothing to hide.
But I feel like, why would they spend their time watching me
you
watch the ugly Betty for the 50th time on TV.
They want to see me go to the bathroom in the morning? Bring it on. If that's what you want, if you want to watch me go to the bathroom, I'll put cameras up there. I'll turn my house into a Big Brother show. You can all watch it.
I don't want to.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't want to.
But the conspiracy theories as we get older, and I feel like with social media, there's more and more of them coming around. And in the States, in America, where my family is, where my adopted family is, should I say, and my friends, I believe they're the biggest ones. Yeah. And I love it. Like, I don't believe in it, but I just love hearing about it because it's like, whoa, that's so cool.
That's so cool. I feel
that they
like,
think that.
I feel like you can convince someone of anything these days with like random, I don't know, Facebook messages. You know, like those. Remember that Netflix documentary about the root canals?
Correct.
So there was this documentary on Netflix, and this dentist or someone came out with the theory that you shouldn't get root canals because that is the cause of cancer, of early death.
A bunch of diseases, right?
Right. And if you watch this documentary, by the end of it, you believe that root canals will cause it.
Yep.
Netflix had to remove the documentary because they found that there's no actual scientific proof.
Yeah, but like you can create a documentary on anything, and if you're a good documentarian, I don't know if that's the word, but you can make anyone believe anything. The whole flat earth thing, I was convinced.
No, you were not.
For at least for 48 hours, I was thinking to myself, all right, I think the world's flat. Like for 48 hours, okay, I did.
And then what?
Because after you watch enough stuff on YouTube about the world being flat, you are convinced. Like I'm telling you, you will be convinced. If you don't know what I'm talking about, spend a bit of time on YouTube typing flat earth. By the end of it, you'll be like, all right, world is flat. And it wasn't until I started speaking to like scientists, and I did speak, we had them on the show, remember?
Yeah, we did.
That I was then scientifically proven or unproven that it's not flat, right?
I don't want to laugh. Sorry. I apologize. I don't want to laugh.
I don't want to laugh either.
I'm sorry.
All I know is the weekend is Michael Jackson. That is it for us for your Friday. That's my 1 week back from vacation feeling completely jet lagged. Man, I don't know if it's the older you get, but
it's hard,
jet lag is hard, man.
I just think generally it's hard to get back into work mode.
I mean, you don't get jet lag coming from India, do you? Like,
Not a tiny, tiny bit, because there is an hour and a half time difference.
Okay.
Sometimes those shorter time differences really get to you.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, just being in the States for, it's like a, I don't know, it's an 11-hour difference, but it's 24 hours apart, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So I thought I was doing good the first couple of days, and it wasn't until like yesterday that I was like, am I dying?
Well, they say it takes you a day for every hour. So if it's an 11-hour difference, it's going to take you 11 days to get back to normal.
Yeah, I think that's about right, though. That's how I feel. Listen, over the weekend, do what you got to do. Can I just say it's going to be hot, all right? We're looking at highs around 40-something degrees,
45,
all right?
46.
45, so we are hitting those peak hours. Take it easy. Enjoy it. Get in the air conditioning, all right? We are back on Monday morning. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.